We're told that the only certainties in life are debt and taxes. But it seems the second part of that equation isn't holding true. A report from the Inspector General of Taxation shows that Australian taxpayers now owe around $35 billion to the federal government, and that the tax office needs to be more proactive, but also fairer in pursuing debts. The Inspector General, Ali Narouzi, spoke about his concerns to our business reporter, Michael Yander.
Review was conducted because of particularly taxpayer concerns about unfair or harsh treatment when it came to debt collection.
One of the key concerns is around garnishee orders on people's bank accounts. Can you explain what that is and why it was such a concern to people?
Well, when there is a debt, for example, the tax office can garnish the taxpayer's bank account. And many of the concerns that were raised related to that. And
just to clarify, that's when a tax official actually takes money out of your bank account.
More or less, yes. Or they have control over it. The examples will be given that for fairly nominal amounts of debt, a fairly large amount in an account were garnished. So what we've suggested is that rather than allowing junior officers to garnish taxpayer accounts of up to $50,000, that there should be more instances where they're required to get approval from more senior officers before they can do that. We've also suggested that there should be more training for them and that there should be better assurance processes for ensuring that the ATO staff adhere to tax office policies. Another thing that I've also suggested is that the debt section within the tax office should be merged into the compliance area. A lot of the information about the taxpayer, about the facts of the situation, are well known to the compliance team, and it would make sense for the debt officers to be an extension of that.
So, for instance, your compliance team would know whether someone's trying to avoid paying or whether they have genuine financial issues.
Correct. One of the examples that has been shared with us is that the compliance team was quite sympathetic and they felt as if the taxpayer, for example, all they needed was some kind of payment arrangement. But unfortunately, that information had not flown onto the debt area. It wasn't all bad news. I guess what we were getting from taxpayers was inconsistent treatment.
Yet, despite this, the tax debt outstanding that hasn't been collected is now $20 billion.
That's collectible debt. If you look at the total uncollected tax debt, it's actually more like $35 million because there are those that go insolvent or certain tax debts are also disputed. But yes, it's certainly gone up. And even as a percentage of GDP, it's also gone up.
The ATO now uses private debt collectors to chase up some of its smaller debts. You did look into this. How are you finding that program is working?
The tax debt is consistently rising. So the ATO does need to look at alternatives. And one of these, obviously, is using external debt collector agencies. They need to transparently share information about their use of third-party debt collectors. Basically, they need to address the concern of the public because there is some opposition to it.
Speaking of sharing information, there are concerns that some debt collectors may have used information provided by the ATO to chase other debts unrelated to the ATO. Is that a concern that's been raised with you at all?
No, not to my knowledge. That has not been raised with us. They do have fairly robust arrangements about disclosure of taxpayer confidential information. So my suggestion would be if that is the case, they should share that information with me and they can do that confidentially.
That's the Inspector General of Taxation, Ali Narouzi, speaking to our business reporter, Michael Yander.